Why, lords, what wrongs are these? Was ever seen an emperor in Rome thus overborne, troubled, confronted thus, and for the extent of regal justice used in such contempt? My lords, you know, as know the mightful gods, however these disturbers of our peace buzz in the people's ears, there naught hath passed but even with law against the willful sons of old Andronicus. And what an if his sorrows have so overwhelmed his wits? Shall we be thus afflicted in his wrecks, his fits, his frenzy, and his bitterness? And now he writes to heaven for his redress. See, here's to Jove, and this to Mercury, this to Apollo, this to the god of war. Sweet scrolls to fly about the streets of Rome. What's this but libeling against the Senate, and blazoning our injustice everywhere? A goodly humour, is it not, my lords, as who would say in Rome no justice where? But if I live, his feigned ecstasies shall be no shelter to these outrages, but he and his shall know that justice lives in Saturnina's health, whom if she sleep, he'll so awake as he in fury shall cut off the proudest conspirator that lives.
My gracious lord, my lovely Saturnine, lord of my life, commander of my thoughts, calm thee and bear the faults of Titus' age, the effects of sorrow for his valiant sons, whose loss hath pierced him deep and scarred his heart, and rather comfort his distressed plight than prosecute the meanest or the best for these contempts. Why, thus it shall become high-witted Tamora to gloze withal. But, Titus, I have touched thee to the quick, thy life-blood out. If Aaron now be wise, then all is safe, the anchor in the port. Ah, now, good fellow, wouldst thou speak with us?
Aye, yes, forsooth, and your mistress should be imperial.
Empress I am, but yonder sits the emperor.
Ah, 'tis he. God and St. Stephen give you a good end. I've brought you a letter and a couple of pigeons here.
Ah! Go take him away and hang him presently.
Come, sirrah.
How much money must I have?
Come, sirrah, you must be hanged.
Hanged by our lady, then I brought up a neck to a fair end.
Despiteful and intolerable wrongs! Shall I endure this monstrous villainy? I know from whence this same device proceeds. May this be borne? As if his traitorous sons that died by law for murder of our brother have by my means been butchered wrongfully. Go drag the villain hither by the hair, nor age nor honor shall shape privilege. For this proud mock I'll be thy slaughter man. Sly, frantic wretch that hopes to make me great in hope thyself should govern Rome and me. What news with thee? Emilius.
Arm, my lords! Rome never had more cause. The Goths have gathered head, and with a power of high-resolved men bent to the spoil, they hither march amain, under conduct of Lucius, son to old Andronicus, who threats, in course of this revenge, to do as much as ever Coriolanus did.
Is warlike Lucius general of the Goths? These tidings nip me, and I hang the head as flowers with frost or grass beat down with storms. I now begin our sorrows to approach. 'Tis he the common people love so much. Myself hath often heard them say, when I have walked like a private man, that Lucius' banishment was wrongfully, and they have wished that Lucius were their emperor.
Why should you fear? Is not your city strong?
Aye, but the citizens favor Lucius and will revolt from me to succor him.
King, be thy thoughts imperious like thy name. Is the sun dimmed that gnats do fly in it? The eagle suffers little birds to sing and is not careful what they mean thereby, knowing that with the shadow of his wings he cannot pleasure stint their melody. Even so mayest thou the giddy men of Rome. Then cheer thy spirit, for know thou, emperor, I will enchant the old Andronicus with words more sweet and yet more dangerous than baits to fish or honey stalks to sheep, when as the one is wounded with the bait, the other rotted with delicious feed.
But he will not entreat his son for us?
If Tamora entreat him, then he will. For I can smooth and fill his aged ears with golden promises that were his heart almost impregnable, his old ears deaf, yet should both ear and heart obey my tongue. Go thou before, be our ambassador. Say that the emperor requests a parley of warlike Lucius, and appoint the meeting even at his father's house, the old Andronicus.
Emilius, do this message honorably. And if he stand in hostage for his safety, bid him demand what pledge will please him best.
Your bidding shall I do effectually.